No one likes telling the same story over and over again. But if you're a Sydney FC fan, you'll probably make an exception to that rule these days. The defending A-League champions seem to just keep going from one victory to the next. They're 9 points clear atop the table. Their latest win, a 4-0 demolition of last-placed Wellington Phoenix. Sydney has lost just one of its 19 A-League matches so far this season. Coach Graham Arnold says on this particular occasion, it's not unrealistic that his side could have scored 10 goals in one match.
We kept possession extremely well. We kept our structure extremely well. You know, it could have been double figures. And, you know, we restricted them to pretty much only one shot.
In cricket, it was the weekend of the grand finals in the Big Bash Leagues. In the Women's League, the Sydney Sixers are champions for the second consecutive season, easily beating the Perth Scorchers in their grand final. In the men's, the Adelaide Strikers are champions for the first time. They defeated the Hobart Hurricanes by 25 runs in their grand final. 2020 cricket has sometimes struggled to find a foothold at the international level, as opposed to the club level, such as the Big Bash League. That was perhaps best demonstrated this past weekend, where the international 2020 tournament between Australia, England and New Zealand started on the same weekend as the Big Bash League finales. Australia beat New Zealand in the opening game of the series in Sydney, with all-rounder Glenn Maxwell hitting the winning runs. Maxwell has told the Nine Network Australia's poor form at times in 2020 cricket makes this victory, which he credits the side's bowlers for, all the more sweet.
We have not had a whole lot of success in T20 cricket, and to get a win at the start of a series is really good for us, and hopefully that builds some confidence within the team. It's nice to come out, get some wickets, and really put them on the back foot.
In tennis, Australia is out of this year's Davis Cup. Germany winning their matchup in Brisbane against the hosts 3-1. World number 5 Alexander Zverev was the hero for the Germans, winning both his singles matches against up-and-coming star Alex de Minaur and then Australia's top player, Nick Kyrgios. Speaking to the Seven Network, though, Zverev was keen to give credit to his teammates and look forward to challenges ahead. He says everyone on the German team played their part in the triumph.
Everybody did. All of us players, we did. And obviously, as I said, nothing would have been possible without the three guys over there. And I'm very thankful. But as I said, hopefully it's just the beginning.
And in the National Basketball League, with 2 weeks to go until the final series, the top teams are showing their credentials for the championship. Presently, the top team is Melbourne United. They've helped show that with a 69-61 victory over the Brisbane Bullets this past weekend. Ty Wesley starred for Melbourne in the win. He says although this individual game wasn't Melbourne's best effort, despite the victory, they can still get better.
It's an ugly game, to be honest. You know, first quarter was 10-5. But, you know, one of those grind-out wins, kind of Brisbane wants to kind of make it ugly, so we're happy with the win. Yeah, but we've been holding down the fort for a while, you know, being a couple guys down, so hopefully we get them back healthy, strong, and going to the playoffs looking good.
Sunil Awosti, SBS News.